Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Scoliosis test. It's mandated. It's every 2 years, guys, just so you know.
Every 2 years, every still doing a scoliosis. So
it's, and it's mandated by the state school board, right?
Yes, and we still do it the same way. So shirts off, they bend over. But just so you know, Boomer, we don't do the turning cough. That's not what we do anymore. Sounds like you have a suppressed memory. Maybe you went to Catholic school.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, but no.
Man. Yeah.
Wow. I swear to God, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, it's because, like, this is another one of those things where your experience is so different.
But then again,
there was probably, your balls were out all the time.
balls were secret, man. Real quickly, John and Lindenhurst, what's happening, John?
Hey, Gio. All right. So I have a unsuppressed memory of the squeeze your balls, turn and cough thing. So my whole thing was, I believe it was sixth or seventh grade, the last time I remember it happening, and our nurse administrated it, and she was in a mid-20s, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, very attractive woman, and this is the first time I can remember a woman handling my area, and sure as heck, what happens when an attractive woman has, right in front of her.
Oh,
she didn't seem surprised, but she seemed impressed.
You're probably the 15th one that day. That's a problem.
Oh, yes. My goodness. Wow, John.
She's great. Probably listening right now going, I remember that. That's right. All these guys popping them. It was right. Those days were terrible. I used to think about those waking up like, oh, God, it's a physical day. I got to pull my shorts down and show some stranger my ball sack. What are we doing? At school, no less. Like, I'd be in school with an exposed scrotum and someone handling it. Like, what? What? You think about that now. It's wild. Like, is this what we have doctors for? Like, I need you guys to teach me how to do math and write some stuff and maybe some social studies. I don't need you touching my balls. I'd be fine. I'll figure it out. I'll go to a freaking doctor.
Let it out. Get it all out. Sounds like this has been suppressed
down
for years
and
years.
Bend in front of my gym teacher, too, to see if my spine's crooked. I mean, what the hell? All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Your kids will be touched, and you'll remember that it came from Uncle Boomer.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. More WNBA drama, huh? As you had the Indiana Fever with Caitlin Clark taking on the Connecticut Sun. And this was in Indianapolis. And J.C. Sheldon of the Sun, the point guard there, had some issues with Caitlin Clark. The next thing you know, Caitlin Clark, Tina Charles, Marina Mabry, and J.C. Sheldon were all assessed technical fouls and a flagrant for J.C. Sheldon as you get the pushing and the eye hit from somebody into Caitlin Clark, and then Caitlin Clark goes down to the ground. I mean, to sum up the whole thing, CBS Sports Network has it here. Sum up the whole thing. Like, I understand that stopping Caitlin Clark is how you win basketball games if you're these other teams. But, I mean, the way that they roughhouse her and push her around when she's their meal ticket will never cease to amaze me.
I don't think JC did this on purpose. This was just she's playing her tough. She's playing her physical.
But then she bumped her, though, afterwards.
I mean, she hit her in the eye, and Caitlin got annoyed by that, and Caitlin reacted. And then it was the teammates that came after the fact that pushed her down to the ground, and I don't know. For some reason, you know, obviously she's the lightning rod for so many reasons. Everybody wants to see her play basketball. They all think that she's a tremendous basketball player when she's not there. Ticket prices go down. People don't show up. She really is the WNBA meal ticket. She really 100% is.
I mean, just watching that whole thing, what did she do? Like she gets hit in the eye and then she goes, ow, and then Sheldon goes up and bumps her. And then the other two teammates come up and push her to the ground.
She got hit in the eye, and she pushed. Was it J.C. Sheldon?
Yeah.
Sheldon?
Yeah, Sheldon, yeah.
Sheldon, yeah. She gets hit right there, and, she pushes J.C. right there, and then the other teammates come. And by the way, Kinnett's son are having a bad year. I think they're 2-9.
Okay.
So, you know, when you're having a bad year, things like this happen, and...
I mean, it's wild.
And then later on, Sophie Cunningham, who's on the Fever now, she basically, the girl who hit Clark the initial contact, she had a breakaway, and Sophie Cunningham basically dragged her to the ground.
Wow. Look at that. Little eye for an eye spot.
Yeah, well, that's what you're supposed to do, protect your star. And Sophie's a star in her own right, though.
I mean, this league is getting nasty. I mean, it really is. I mean, obviously the WNBA ratings had gone way down when Caitlin Clark was on the injured list, and now she's come back and everybody's paying attention again. But yeah, it is wild. But these other girls hate her. I mean, they really do. They all hate her.
I don't know if they all hate her.
It seems like
a large contingent that obviously do.
Well, most of them. You know, and it's why? Because she's getting attention to the league? It's just the dumbest thing ever.
If I had to guess why, it's because, you know, for years and years they've wallowed in relative obscurity. Nobody's known who they are. Nobody knows what's going on. I've interviewed a lot of these gals, and they're great. They're great interviews. They're really positive people for the most part. They've had to overcome a lot in their lives. And then along comes this star, and she's just a different player on a different planet and sees the game in a different way. And even the greatest players in the league really, especially last year during her rookie season, just got all over her.
I will say on Saturday, Breanna Stewart with the Liberty, she ran at her and Clark made a ridiculous three from way deep.
Yes.
And then Stewie, as she's called, she was just laughing with her on the way back. So she sort of gets it.
She sort of gets it now. Yeah, 100% she gets it. But, I mean, she's earned every ounce of respect because she's dealt with so much crap that's so obvious, and a lot of it is hate-filled, which is really unfortunate.
But, all she's done is basically been respectful to everybody else, almost to a degree where she's taken it too far, where I feel like she's given people respect, Caitlin Clark, and some of the way and the things that people have said about her. I can't find another example of a player coming into a league and being the most dynamic player that gets eyeballs to the sport being hated in the way that she is. She's not she's not Brad Marchand.
I'm not gonna criticize the way she's handling it. That's her life, that's her sport, and she's balancing a fine line. There are other people that will speak out for her and that have in defense of her and really have attacked the players in the league that have gone after her the wrong way. And this so-called rivalry between her and
Angel Reese
is it's bogus. There's no rivalry. I mean, the fact of the matter is Caitlin Clark is 50 times better than Angel Reese will ever be.
Right. It's a rivalry.
It's a rivalry that's made up because Angel Reese has made it up.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a villain type of thing. You know, whatever they said, you know, Batman and Joker type of deal. But as far as how good of players they are, it's not even a conversation, but yeah, just surprising. I don't think there, and it's not like Caitlin Clark came in here and was crushing everybody and you guys suck and blah, blah, blah.
She was respectful as all hell, but they just how she was brought up.
Yeah, I know. So, but it's like because everybody else is giving her attention, they feel like they have to do things like this on the court to her.
What they need is they need more players like her that are, you want to pay to play to see, and or pay to see play. And unfortunately, that hasn't been the case for them until Caitlin Clark has shown up.
Yeah, but...
And by the way...
But why react this way?
I don't know. There's no logical answer. There's no reason why. There could be all sorts of accusations levied at everybody here. But the one thing that is constant through all of it is that there's a healthy respect for Caitlin Clark's game on the basketball court. That's the constant thing.
Amongst her peers?
Because... Well, what I'm saying, I think people know how good she is, but that's why they attack her also, is to see if they can stop her, and they can't.
And there's also a little chatter, like she flops a little bit and is looking for a foul all the time. But that's not unique amongst scores.
Stop. You just stop. You know, don't be getting on Caitlin Clark now.
I'm not. I'm just saying what was...
You wouldn't even know who Stewie is if it wasn't for Caitlin Clark.
No, I did, but...
I was going to say what's lost in this is Eddie called Brad Stewart Stewie.
Yes, I know.
Wow. And that's almost as bad as you going Mendy earlier.
Yeah, well, I only went Mendy because the previous caller said Mendy. That's why.
Okay. Well, you still said Mendy. I mean...
Yeah, but I wasn't saying it as... Hey, I was saying Mendy.
Hey, hand up accountability.
No. I said Mendy. Yeah, because the caller said it.
Oh, okay. Well, the caller says a lot of stuff. Doesn't mean you have to repeat it. You said Mendy. Take ownership.
I was taking ownership of what the caller was saying.
Okay. Man, you just
man, you guys are just fighting just me every
did he
which
not,
way.
Did he say Mendy or not say Mendy?
He said Mendy.
I'm not saying I didn't say Mendy. Of course I said Mendy, but I said Mendy in reaction to the caller saying Mendy. God, just calm down.
All right, we all know you like Booney better than Mendy anyway. What about Stewie? Where does Stewie rank?
I'm all in for cash.
Let's go to Jamie in Hamilton. What's going on, Jamie?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to chime in. Not too much. Appreciate your show. You guys do a great, great job. I'm a phys ed teacher here in Central New Jersey. We are required to do it every 2 years. But I'm about as qualified as the school custodian. They give us no information on what exactly we're looking for. It's basically like close my eyes, put a check mark, and send it to the nurse. So I know the one caller said that, you know, we have to do it every 2 years, but the part that's missed is they give us no information. You know, I'm not a doctor.
But, Jamie, let me ask you this question. Jamie, is it just, do you do both boys and girls or just boys?
Oh, no way. I'd be fired. We don't go down to boxers or anything. The kid just takes their shirt off. Most of them are as uncomfortable as they can be. All they need is a doctor's note. It's like the pool. It's like the pool unit. All the kid needs to do is get a doctor's note, and they're out of it. That's why we don't even do pool anymore, because we had three kids in the pool. So we don't even we barely do any of it. Maybe half the class. But I don't know really what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, you know, high shoulder. My wife has scoliosis, and I still don't even know what I'm looking for.
Yeah, very good call.
I mean, it really is strange that someone decided that scoliosis was the thing that needed to be detected in schools by the phys ed teacher, so there was a state mandate to
do
it.
So who decided that?
Somebody decided
50 years ago?
Yeah, it was like, you know.
Somebody in a room said, you know, why don't we have the gym teacher test for scoliosis and hernia?
Like, was it just a lot of kids that were bent in one particular school district? And they said, you know, we got to do something about this.
I would think that, phys ed teacher is supposed to be physical ed. You're supposed to be able to look at somebody and say, hey.
You just can look at somebody, but why scoliosis?
I don't know.
How many people do you know have scoliosis? You can look at a kid and see a lot of things.
What do you think was said in that meeting 50 years ago?
I was like, man, you know, we got a lot of crooked kids in the school district, and somebody's got to stop this. I'm putting my foot down. We're going to check every kid in this gym class to see if they're crooked or not. And we will be the ones who will look back at history of turning this crooked spine thing around.
And obviously, Eddie and Al, you guys were not crooked.
Well, Eddie never got his. He used to know.
Because he was in Catholic school.
Yeah, I was not crooked.
You were good.
Enough.
How about big intern? Big intern crooked?
Were you crooked? He was not crooked either.
He was not crooked either. Okay.
Did you get the test, big intern?
He got the test.
Yeah.
How old is big intern? Like 22?
20. He's gotten it.
Wow. So, yeah.
When was the last time you got a scoliosis test? How many years ago? It's probably like 6 years ago, something like that.
Can't recall.
Can't remember.
Yeah.
All right.
We should do that here at, Odyssey loves to do like different lunches.
Yes.
Scoliosis lunch check.
All of a sudden, Mitch Amster's out there with his shirt off, bending over for an olive.
That'd be great.
Olive would be the one that was.
Yeah, I mean, he's the head guy here.
That makes as much sense as the gym teacher.
I'm trying to think. Maybe Dove should do it.
What about big hurls?
Big hurls.
Like, yeah, you look all right.
No, you're fine. No, dude, just quick. Just quick. Just take it off. Just quick. It'd be fine. No.
I would bend over.
Okay.
And then try to be subtle for the people who have the skull. You go just like, hey, go get checked. Get checked.
Yeah, be like, hey, total just, you all good, but just, hey, see me in 5 minutes. Just see me in 5 minutes. I got something to tell you.
It's so, we all just accepted it. It's like normal. Yeah. Of all the things that you could be checked for.
Yeah. Well, there had to be like a massive amount of scoliosis kids at some point, somewhere, locally.
Way back when.
Yeah. It doesn't happen anymore. I'm going to look up the genesis of this now. Need to know.
Well, yeah, get rid of it.
I agree. Like, I would be a platform that I'd be running on if I were a local politician. I will end scoliosis tests for your children in school. All right, Boomer and Geo, and we will never touch their ball sacks again.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Jerry, did you get a scoliosis test?
Or absolutely.
You got one? Yeah. I was saying you went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
You got one.
And you got one at Catholic school.
Absolutely, yeah.
Did you ever get your hands beat by a nun with a ruler?
I did not have nuns or priests for teachers, no. That was before me.
Okay.
Yeah, because we had Big Boss walk in here, and he's like, I don't know what type of schools you went to. You didn't know scoliosis test. I'm like, we had a state mandate in New Jersey.
Yeah, we absolutely did. He did say, though, that he did get, tapped with a ruler every now and again.
Yeah, well, that's standard, right?
Yeah.
You mess up back in the day, that's what you got. A little ruler on the knuckles, and that was the deal.
That's a different time.
I had a fungal bat thrown at my head.
Yeah, I mean,
so did I, that we had.
Yes.
We had crazy coaches.
That's crazy, though. I mean, like, that was great.
You don't want it any other way, do you?
No, not at all.
I mean, that's what made us the men we are.
Yeah.
You know?
Men. I work with four men.
Man stuff.
We like to do man stuff, yes.
We definitely do. All right, Jerry, what's happening with you, man?
We're here brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. At the moment, everybody's beating the Yankees as they continue to struggle.
Two out, runner at second. That's all happy. Long Island zone. Here's pitch. Breaking ball, pulled to the right side. Diving is DJ. Off his glove. Here comes Judge. Ohapi coming around, and he's going to score without a throw. Standing up, and it's 1-0. Angels.
And that was really all they would need because they wound up winning 4-0 as the Yankee offense was silent.
A two-pitch swing and a miss. Got him on a pitch down in the dirt. 1-2-3. Go the Yankees in the eighth. It's 3-6-7. 9 of the last 10 retired.
Yeah, and it was not a good night as they do lose 4-0. Dave Sims with the call here on The Fan. Time now, though, for our ThriveWell Player of the Game brought to you by ThriveWell Infusion. I don't have any cuts. They lost 4-0, but Will Warren pitched really well. He struck out 11, so he will be our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game. Brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. So back to the Yankees and where they're at. Really nowhere good, I mean, aside from being in first place, just in terms of this losing streak, 5 in a row, 6 total runs scored in those 5-game shutout, 3 straight times. They will try to change that tonight with Ryan Yarbrough-Hanowitz on The Fan with coverage at 6:25. As for the Mets, kind of a big mess last night in Atlanta. Their fielding wasn't great. Base running wasn't great. And they wound up falling in 10-5-4. This play was the Alvarez throw in the 10th inning that really helped set up the Braves for the win.
3 balls, no strikes, gets away from Alvarez. Williams is hung up, but he goes to third as the throw went to second. And the Braves have first and third with one out.
And then as it would turn out.
First pitch, Riley swings and drives it to center field. Taylor going back to the warning track over his shoulder. He makes the running catch, crashing into the wall, but Williams comes to the plate and scores. It's a walk-off sacrifice fly for Austin Riley.
And the Braves win 5-4. That was Pat McCarthy with the call on Mets Odyssey Radio as the Mets have dropped 4 straight games. Marcell Ozuna with really the big hit on the night, the game-tying 3-run double in the 8th. As for that Alvarez play, here was Carlos Mendoza, sounded a little bit like Aaron Boone. A lot of defense of his catcher.
That's your reaction there, you know. You pick up the baseball, you get a runner that is hanging there between second and third, and he makes an attempt to go back. As a player, your reaction is you're gonna try to get him. And then, you know, he did a good job and took advantage of it.
That's a bad play, though. That's not a good play.
Yeah.
But that's his. Now, in terms of David Peterson, so last
that,
time.
Who was that cut from?
Mendy.
No. We're doing nicknames?
Well, Boomer started it today. It was just when I was surprised. It went Mendy, and then Boomer called Brianna Stewart Stewie, like legitimately, not as a joke. Stewie.
The only reason I called her Stewie is because I was reacting to Eddie calling her Stewie.
So now we're
and
doing...
When Eddie called her Stewie, Gio looked at me and went, oh, and I said, oh, okay. So I'll say Stewie again, and I'll get a reaction out of Gio, which I did.
Okay.
Yeah, fair
so
enough.
I was, you know, just trying to keep the show moving, that's all.
Fair enough. Now, David Peterson had the complete game shutout last time out. Last night was really good into the 8th inning, but he did walk the 9-hitter to lead off the inning, gave up a hit, then he was taken out. So he was charged with 3 runs overall and 7-plus. He says he pitched okay, but nose didn't finish.
It was good to be efficient, good to get quick outs, good to keep them off the board for the most part. But I didn't put us in a great spot with the start of the 8th, and, you know, it's going to happen. It's a good team over there. And they're going to fight till the end, and they were able to break through.
A lot of base running errors by the Mets as well in this game. Tyler McGill put on the IL with the elbow strain, out at least a month. I don't know what's going on. Paul Blackburn takes on Chris Sale tonight on Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:15. The Mets now 45-28. And in terms of the division, still up 2 games on Philadelphia, who lost in Miami by the score of 8-3. A couple more from the Giants out of practice as they're getting set to break for the summer. I don't know what the heck is happening.
All right.
Come on. No, it's just
with the conversation we were having, just the calls that are coming in.
Yeah, hold on. Here's Diane at Wyckoff. Diane, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Yeah, so that's exactly how they caught my scoliosis. The school nurse checked me, referred me to the doctor, and sure enough, I had a big curve, and I ended up having to have an operation when I was 15 years old to put a steel rod in my back.
Wow.
So scoliosis test. One for the scoliosis test right there. Big W for that.
Well, I think they do it because scoliosis shows up when you have growth spurts. That's where when it occurs. So that's probably why they test the kids when they're in the grammar school.
So when they told you that you were like flagged for scoliosis, were you freaking out or what?
No. At first, I think, oh, they're going to be wrong. But we went to the doctor, and they took the X-ray, and they tried to solve it first. I had to wear a body brace for a year, and that didn't work because
year?
The curve gets past. Yes, it was horrible, and I was a freshman in high school.
That sucks.
And then the operation, I had that year after wearing the brace for which didn't work, and then I had to wear a body cast for 8 months.
Jesus.
Man, so how are you doing these days?
It's great. I mean, I'm glad they found it and did it because my mother had scoliosis and she suffered terribly towards the end of her life because if it goes past a certain degree curve, it won't stop. And so she was hunching over and it caused a lot of back pain. So
was this scoliosis, a hereditary thing?
Yes, it's hereditary, yep.
Interesting. Yep. Wow. Well, there you go. So there's one reason for the scoliosis.
I mean, if it were hereditary, why don't they just ask the folks, do you have anybody in your life that has scoliosis?
Well, you know, Boomer, you're right, because nowadays, I don't know why they have to keep checking the kids in school, because the pediatricians all check the kids when they go for their appointments, so it's really not necessary. But you know how it is, once they get the laws on the books, they never come back off.
True, and that's really what the point was, is not that it's not a serious thing to check out. Just why is the gym teacher? Like, we had this guy call up. He goes, I'm a gym teacher. I have no idea what I'm looking for. They give us no instructions. I just stare at these kids with their shirts off and then do a check mark and they move on.
We might just be walking around with rods all day.
Well, all right. So there's a good scoliosis success story that we needed to wrap this whole thing up, huh?
Yes. You know?
Well, we'll wrap it up in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
James,
full-size rods? Was it a full size that Diane got, a full size rod?
Are we done?
I'm sure there's at least 12 or 13 more rod drops.
I think he's killing himself.
I mean, rod's one of those buzzwords that his ears just perk up like a Doberman. Rod?
Oh, man. Whatever. Here's Jameis Winston. Okay. With reporters introducing himself yesterday. Because everything's been over the computer so far, I guess.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to meet y'all.
See?
Yes. See, now excited. No Zoom. Real life. I love that.
This grateful. Is your first time, right?
Yes. Seeing y'all beautiful faces. Won't be the last time.
I wish he was the starting quarterback. He's more fun.
He may be. Yeah,
I guess it's possible. That is true. Brian Daboll talking about Jackson Dart getting a lot of help because of what the quarterback room looks like.
It's really good to have Russ and Jameis and even Tommy, because Tommy's been in this system for a few years here, and he's kind of the head statesman in terms of that.
Yeah, so we see how that works itself out. Kayvon Thibodeau, how many sacks would his goal for this season be?
More than I ever had. Every time I come out on the field, I want to have more sacks than I ever had, more tackles than I ever had, and whatever I got to do to help the team. So, yeah, I'm still going for the record. I'm going to go for the record every year.
All right, well, lofty goals for sure. In Baltimore, Lamar Jackson talking still about and asked about it, not that he came out with this, but losing to the Bills still in his head.
To be honest, I got losses from youth football that still hunt me, you know, so I never get over a loss. I don't care how small it may be to someone else or how great it might be. It's always the same for me.
He says only one team wins and we still working.
It's football. Everything not going to go our way, man. You know, before it was like, oh, you can't win a playoff game. No, we won a playoff game. We got to the AFC Championship 2 years ago. And we just fell short, like two games short this year. But we're going to bounce back. And when we come back, I feel like we're going to have vengeance on our minds.
Vengeance on our minds. And said he really was disappointed with the way Mark Andrews was treated. Remember the drop in the playoff game? So he had that comment as well. All right, from the NHL and the Stanley Cup Finals, the season has come to an end.
Verhaeghe at the half wall. Turnaround shot. Off the chest protector, Skinner. The rebound. Barkov in front. It bounces and they score. It went off Reinhardt. And the Panthers take a 3-0 lead. Reinhardt in front. 2:29 to play in the second, and the Panthers lead game six by a trio.
And they were that close to becoming back-to-back champions, and they did complete it. Panthers radio with the call. 5-1 was the final. 1-2-3, four goals for Sam Reinhardt. Paul Maurice, his head coach, says, well, that was pretty cool for him.
But if you're Sam Reinhardt, how good's your story? You score the game winner in game seven in overtime last year, and you bang in four. Nobody's going to say whether it's their goalie in that. Nobody's going to care. He just scored four goals. Well, that's a pretty good story.
That is true, and he's referencing the two empty net ones, and the bottom line is four goals in the game clincher. Sam Bennett was named the Conn Smythe Trophy winner. We are really good.
I mean, the depth of this team is just, it's remarkable. The amount of guys that stepped up this year and had incredible years, incredible playoff runs. It truly could have went to anyone.
And then you have this comment, and then we'll move on from Connor McDavid. This says it all. He says we simply couldn't stop them.
We kept on saying we want to try to win a 2-1 game. Never found a way to do that, obviously. They got great players, you know. How many guys had 20-plus points in their postseason? You know, they're as deep as it comes.
So last year, a 7-game series. This year, a 6-game series. And the Stanley Cup stays in South Florida. Tomorrow night, you'll have Game 6 of the NBA Finals with the Pacers and the Thunder in Indiana, with OKC looking for the closeout up 3-2. All right, time. It's long. I do apologize for it, but it is what it is. Moment of the day. And the topic has continued on school physicals back in the day. And they were quite personal. And they were checked, as students were checked for scoliosis and hernias. Boomer, though, with no recollection, while others did.
How do you maybe not remember that? It's the most traumatizing thing there is that happens to you when you're a child getting a physical.
Well, maybe it wasn't traumatizing for me.
Whoa. It was weird.
Why did you guys bend over and why did you just put regular shorts on?
They told us to strip down and bend over. That was the directive.
I don't know. I swear to God, I don't remember this. Maybe it did happen. I don't know. Matt in East Rockaway. Matt, what's happening?
Calling in because when I was probably, in sixth, seventh grade, they gave me the hernia test when I went to go get my physical, and I actually had a hernia that I had no idea about. Also, my doctor was about like 6'6", tall guy, and he's like looking at me, small little guy. He's like, yeah, pull your pants down. I'm like, yeah, this is fun.
I used to hate it. What are we doing? At school, no less. Like, I'd be in school with an exposed scrotum and someone handling it. Like, what? What? You think about that now. It's wild. Like, is this what we have doctors for? Like, I need you guys to teach me how to do math and write some stuff and maybe some social studies. I don't need you touching my balls. I'd be fine. I'll figure it out. I'll go to a freaking doctor.
Let it out. Get it all out. Sounds like this has been suppressed for years and years.
I in front of my gym teacher, too, to see if my spine's crooked. I mean, what the hell?
All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Your kids will be touched, and you'll remember that it came from Uncle Boomer.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, earlier this morning we were having a little fun at the expense of intern season, and here today we have with us big intern. I have no idea where he went.
Where did he go? You wanted to talk to him.
I told him I wanted to bring him on the air and just talk to him real quickly. He told me he had like 130 mile an hour club head speed. I don't know whether to believe that or not. Do you believe that?
I don't. No. I mean, he's a big guy, but
that would be a lot. You don't know where he went? Perfect timing.
No.
Did he go drop a dupe or something? What's he doing?
Is he duping?
I could check.
Yeah, go see. Be like, "Hey, Zach, you duping in there?"
Yeah, pardon that.
You probably see his head over the stall. He's so tall.
He's so tall. Exactly.
He's a big guy. But it's okay. I mean, I'm sure he likes to be a big guy. It's better that than being, you know, massively something else. You know, tall's not a bad thing.
No, tall's fine.
Tall's fine. You're tall. He's tall.
Women like tall guys.
Yeah, they definitely do. They definitely
wear their high heels.
Certainly. Yeah. But yeah, if he thinks he's got 130. What's the tour average club head speed for a driver?
That's a pretty good question.
Tour average club head speed driver. By the way, Big Hurls came in here in the break and he had a mask on. He was ready to do a scoliosis test. It's 116.
Yeah, there's no way
he's thinking ball speed is what he's thinking.
Yeah, you think?
He thinks he's probably ball
speed.
Well,
that's the average. It doesn't, you know, there are guys above that.
Okay, but that's tour average. He just started playing.
But he said he can hit the ball.
There's big intern. Man, look at how big this guy is.
Man, he's a big kid.
Man, jeez. If you go to like the... the big shot. I mean, he's oof.
Big man. Intern. Look, wow.
You see this on CBS Sports Network. I mean, you were massive compared to us, man. What's going on?
Oh, the mic's on.
Right. Yeah.
It's all's going good right now.
Good. Okay. Very good. So
real quick, I do want to correct myself. I misheard what you said about ball and club speed.
Yeah.
My ball speed is around 130.
Okay. Your club head speed is what?
I do want to. Real quick, apologize.
All right, not that you apologize. That's just apologize. Wrong information. First thing you should figure out is that when you're in this in the information business, is be correct with your information. Yes. Yeah. So you said you hit the ball 330 yards, though, right?
Yes. With the TrackMan, thank God for that.
Yeah.
I did hit one. We play. It was you're able to do like those courses.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever course you want. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a little skewed because it was Yellowstone.
Okay. So you're playing it at height.
A little bit of a height, but I will still gladly take the 330 that it gave me. But literally every other shot was still very, like, it was probably the straightest I've ever hit any shot.
Well, look at you. How long have you been playing now?
This is my first full year. I started last summer.
Wow. Yeah, so see, just like Gio. Gio's in his third year now. He's addicted to it, so you've taken to the game now, right?
It is the most fun yet rage-inducing game I've ever played.
Indeed. So you were an athlete yourself, you said, in high school, right?
Yes. towards the end of high school, I played football and baseball, but my entire life I've been playing basketball.
Oh, yeah, well, look at how big you are.
We got big intern Zach with us right now, and you see yourself on television here, how much bigger you look than us? It's crazy. Yeah, it's wild, right?
It's a little weird.
Wow, you're huge. Did you have a scoliosis test? You did?
I did have a scoliosis
test. Okay, good. Good thing you're straight, spine. Not crooked.
Yeah, I mean, if your spine were crooked and they straightened it out, you'd probably be 7'4", for crying out loud.
We'd have a mess with
it. Yeah, so what school do you go to again?
I go to Indiana University.
And it's on your shirt here on CBS Sports Network. And you grew up where?
I grew up in East Hanover, Florham Park.
Okay, very nice. And you want to be in this business, media, something like that?
Yes, I do want to be in media, sports, entertainment. I am getting a marketing degree from Indiana. I'm going into my third year there currently. But yeah, I just want to be something where I can be creative, and I always will have my love for sports. I wear that as a badge of honor. I love sports more than anything.
More than your parents?
I'm sorry.
More than your parents? I mean, you love sports, but I mean, you love your parents.
That goes without saying.
All right, okay, yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. So that's a yes. Yes. Yeah. So you know what? You give me hope though, because I see a lot of young men that are, not respectful. They're not working hard. They expect, things to just happen for them. And you're a go-getter, very respectful young man. And I have two young daughters that at some point, they're very young now, but years from now, there's going to be a time where people show up to the door and want to meet me, and they're going to,
hopefully they're not as big as he is.
As long as they're as nice and respectful as he is, then that'll be fine.
So that's he's not a, like, entitled little jerk.
No, he's not. No, not at all.
Seems like a nice kid.
Do you feel like there's a more entitled little jerks around you than guys like you?
I feel like at some points there are.
Yeah.
But, they're still very nice people.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't say that they're like completely entitled.
Okay.
Right.
True.
All right. But I do think that they, I think they expect a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. You got any allergies?
Do you have enough time?
You got a lot of allergies.
Wow. Oh, geez. I have gotten quite a few back, but, it's all nuts, sesame. So sadly I can't have, any form of like Chinese food or sushi, which
that so you have like you have to carry an EpiPen on you?
I do. I have one.
Wow. In the bag. How'd you know that he had allergies?
He's this generation. Why do these kids all have allergies? I don't remember any kid growing up that had allergies.
RFK is trying to figure that out, right?
I didn't ask him because of that. I just figured his age group and allergies, or if we had to go fight a war, we had to send guys like him. You're going to throw like whey at him.
All right. Well, that's anyway. Well,
they're gonna go running away, coughing and sneezing.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
That sucks.
It's not his fault.
I know.
Who the hell knows how it happened?
I wonder why it happened.
I don't know. I don't know if they have an answer.
What's the worst? So you miss Chinese food. You don't have sushi. What else can't you eat? Nuts.
Yeah, all nuts. So sadly, no Uncrustables. That's one thing I want more than anything.
So no peanut butter for you.
Yeah, no peanut butter.
Oof, man.
Trying to think.
Anything else? Are you gluten? You gluten free kid?
No, I'm not.
Good for you.
There we go. Big on gluten.
All right, big on gluten.
You're big on something. I don't know what it is, but you got big somehow.
You got a girlfriend out there at Indiana? A single guy? What's going on?
I'm a single guy.
All right, very good.
How's a guy like you single?
He probably wants it that way. He doesn't need a girl coming in and messing up his whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Focus, like Jaden Daniels.
Girls. I do like girls, yes.
Yeah, like Jaden Daniels.
Focused. But that's because Jaden Daniels' mom is all over anybody who comes into his life.
Okay, but it's still...
Is your mom that way? She's very protective of you?
She is a little protective, but she's not like, over... She's the best mom I could have ever asked for.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing you said that.
Yeah, very good. I mean, you said you love sports more than her, like, right, 5 minutes ago. So, yeah.
Siblings?
Yes, I have an older brother.
He's like 7 feet tall.
That's it?
Yes, just him.
Wow. Is he a basketball player as well? Seven foot tall?
Yeah, he just graduated playing Division III ball.
Where'd he go to school?
Carnegie Mellon.
Oh, nice.
Jeez.
Smart kid.
Yeah, very smart.
Oh. So you're a smart kid,
too. You've been out there to Pittsburgh then, huh?
Oh, I love Pittsburgh.
Nice. Awesome.
What was your SAT score?
I took the ACT.
ACT. Okay, what was that score?
Probably good.
32?
All right, okay. That's good. Yeah. Just make sure, you know, like there are young women out there watching him right now. He's a smart kid. He's got a future.
Of course he does.
He's tall. Yeah, you can wear your high heels.
Did you play basketball in high school?
I played up until about junior year.
Okay. And that was enough?
Yeah. I kind of lost the fun out of basketball.
So you put your passion in something else.
Yeah.
So got to know who you are, Zach.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, anything that we could do to help you out here, we are here for you. We're glad that you're here working. And make sure, don't hesitate to ask questions and make this an experience, one that is, not forgettable for you. And you can take with you through your life of being a 6'8 Indiana kid from New Jersey. All right.
Very nice good. To meet you, big intern. Hey,
there he goes. So go out the door now, Zach. Look at him. Look, watch him get up here on CBS Sports. Look at this. Oof,
that's a good looking kid. Man.
Look how big. Jeez.
Look at that kid.
My goodness. He is a mammoth.
Said
individual.
The right thing about his mom, by the way.
Finally. At first, he did not.
Yeah.
You know, at first, he said he
looked a little nervous.
Yeah. No, he was great. He was awesome.
You were tough on him.
I was tough on him?
Yes.
I think you were the one who asked him if he liked girls.
I make sure that's all. I want to know who I'm talking to.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.